The headline hides the distribution: San Diego's housing market in full. San Diego County's single-family home median reached $1.099 million in the most recent reporting period, up 5.7% year-over-year, a number that projects stability and strength. But beneath that headline, a significantly rougher story is playing out for a large category of property owners. In some submarkets, older condos and townhomes are down 10 to 15% from their 2022 peaks, while HOA fees in the same buildings have surged 60 to 70% over the same period. Reports of assessments as high as $100,000 per unit in structures with deferred maintenance, bills that can arrive without warning, and that many condo owners, particularly older residents on fixed incomes, cannot absorb reflect years of deferred maintenance now coming due alongside post-2022 insurance cost increases that are forcing. A unit worth 10% less than it was 3 years ago, costing 60% more per month to carry, represents a compounding financial pressure that the aggregate median obscures entirely. Special assessments are adding a further shock in some buildings, to address long postponed structural issues. The California Fair Plan's 29% rate increase, effective October 1st, compounds the pressure specifically in backcountry communities. Alpine, Lakeside, and Spring Valley were named in reporting on the increase, communities where private insurers have largely exited fire-risk areas, leaving the Fair Plan as the only available option. A nearly 30% increase on a policy that is already more expensive than standard coverage, with no competitive alternative, constitutes a meaningful economic burden for affected households. San Diego's industrial real estate market is also sending directional signals worth watching. Vacancy reached 7.06% in Q2 2026, up from 6.91% the prior quarter, and net absorption turned negative -236,000 square feet, reversing sharply from positive 1.1 million square feet the quarter before. That reversal indicates more space is being vacated than leased, signaling that the extraordinary post-pandemic demand cycle driving San Diego's industrial sector is cooling. Because much of that space houses defense-related manufacturing, biotech, and cross-border logistics, not traditional warehousing, the downstream employment implications are sector-specific. Northrop Grumman's reported $3 billion DoD agreement provides some insulation for defense sector workers, but that protection is not uniformly distributed across the broader industrial workforce. Two development stories are worth tracking as longer-term indicators. And Live Nation's reported plan to convert the 102-year-old Wonder Bread building into a mid-size music venue would address what observers describe as a genuine gap. San Diego has large arenas and small clubs, but the 1,000 to 3,000 seat range that makes touring acts economically viable in mid-tier markets is underrepresented in the city's current venue. Cressley Homes has reportedly planned a 37-story residential tower in the downtown core, which would place it among the tallest structures there, though no confirmed unit count or approval timeline has been announced. Inventory.